Environmental changes have often steered evolution in new directions. European settlers cut down most of New York's original forest, and the chemical environment changed too, as factories dumped chemical pollution into the water and soil. Hudson River fish faced a dangerous threat from PCBs, which General Electric released from 1947 up to 1977, when the government imposed a ban. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, caused fish larvae to be born without jaws, and thus unable to survive. Dr. Isaac Wirgin was intrigued to discover that the Hudson River's population of tomcod, a bottom-dwelling fish, turned out to be resistant to PCBs. He wanted to know why. In March, he and his colleagues reported that almost all the tomcod in the Hudson share the same mutation in a gene called AHR2, which makes it difficult for PCBs to attach, shielding the fish from the chemical's harm. The AHR2 mutation is entirely missing from tomcod that live in Canada. Dr. Wirgin concluded that once highly concentrated PCBs entered the Hudson, the mutant gene spread quickly because fish with the normal form of the gene died of starvation. Evolution has also run in the opposite direction, as government agencies cleaned up some of the pollution. In 1989, researchers discovered that a population of mud-dwelling worms in the Hudson River had evolved resistance to cadmium. They live near a battery factory, and the worms produced huge amounts of a protein that binds cadmium and prevents it from doing harm. In the early 1990s, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency hauled away most of the cadmium-laced sediment. The cadmium-resistant worm populations near the factory became vulnerable again because worms from less contaminated parts of the river moved in. They interbred with the resistant worms, and the mutations became rarer. Evolution is one of life's constants. New species emerge, old ones become extinct.